save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
People, right now, we are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast coming to you right now. Episode 29, syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami by way of iHeartRadio. Syndication partners, monetization partners, Red Circle. The More Than Just an Interview podcast is a top 200 ranking podcast on Apple. Right now we're ranked, I think, out of 200 in the music category. With the More Than Just an Interview podcast, it's special. Myself and Zoe Rosegold, we host this podcast, and we discuss trending topics across the entertainment and Hollywood world every single day. New content every day. So we hope you have been enjoying this. Today we're talking about hip-hop mogul Irv Gotti sued for sexual assault. And we're talking about the vulnerability of women in the music industry. This is where we are, right? A Jane Doe plaintiff alleges the co-founder of Murder, Inc. Records coerced her into unwanted sex on multiple occasions between 2020 and 2022. Irv Gotti, whose legal name is Irving Domingo Lorenzo, was sued by the Jane Doe accuser on July 11th. According to the lawsuit obtained by Rolling Stone, the woman alleges Gotti sexually abused her on multiple occasions starting in 2020 after they met through a mutual friend at a poker tournament and she agreed to join him on a vacation in St. Martin. After flying her to St. Martin, Gotti coerced plaintiff into having sex with him. Gotti specifically threatened plaintiff that he would send her home if she did not comply with his demands. Accordingly, and due to his power and influence in the music world, she complied. Lawsuit says, first reported by the Miami New Times. The woman says she entered into an abusive 2-year relationship with the producer. During this abusive relationship, Gotti demanded that plaintiff perform unwanted sexual acts and often berated and scolded her, the complaint alleges. Jane Doe claims Gotti forced her to perform oral sex in the elevator of a Four Seasons hotel in Miami in January 2022 and in an Uber during a subsequent trip to Atlanta that same year. As a result of this sexually abusive relationship, Jennifer has suffered severe emotional and psychological harm, for which she...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When she had to be committed to a psychiatric ward, the lawsuit states. The woman further alleges Gotti has been slandering her to his vast social network and and around Los Angeles. Attempts to reach Gotti were not immediately successful. Tuesday, according to Rolling Stone, the woman is seeking a compensatory damages to be determined at trial, which means she is looking for money. She suffered a lot. She really has. Her lawyer, Adriana Alcaldi, a former prosecutor and special victims unit of the Broward County State Attorney's Office, tells Rolling Stone, with the Me Too movement, women feel a little bit more empowered to speak up. With all that being said, again, we have another lawsuit, bombshell lawsuit, accusing a prominent black hip-hop mogul of sexual assault. In the words of Cat Williams, all lies will be exposed. You see, the music industry, the entertainment industry, it's always been dark. It's always been the devil's playground. But only when you get inside did you really see it. With the Me Too movement, and now with Cassie's lawsuit versus Diddy, that opened the door to a whole new wave outreach for women who have been victims of this. All this is alleged. Irv Gotti has not been found guilty. So all this is allegedly projected out. However, it plays to a bigger picture. Women are not protected in the music industry. Whether you are a model, whether you are want to be a singer, whether you want to be an assistant, it's literally life or death for you. A woman should never have to compromise her sexual presence, her body, her mind, her spirit, her soul to appease a man, a human being, for a job. That's happened since the beginning of time for women. Cassie's lawsuit, Cassie Ventura's lawsuit versus Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy, has changed the game, the landscape. The fact that she settled so fast has opened the door for people like this Jane Doe woman here to file lawsuits. Nobody is safe anymore in this industry because there are so many skeletons that can be dug up. No matter what happens from this situation with Irv Gotti, whether he settles or fights it, he got to pick his piece with it. If he's going to fight it, if he's innocent, fight it. But if anything short than fighting it, people are going to say he's guilty. Sexual assault runs rampant through this music industry. Rape, trafficking, abuse. If you want to be in this game as a woman, you must protect your soul. There is no relationship. There is no job that's ever going to pay you enough money to hide the pain. It's like Cat Williams said on the Club Shay Shay podcast. The biggest job you have is to forget that it ever happened. But what happens when our price gets too high and you say, I can no longer afford this debt? You let it go and you file a mental bankruptcy. Even though this woman is filing for financial reasons, because it's not a criminal thing at this point, I'm assuming, she has to find some level of accountability with Irv Gotti if he is guilty. He's proven innocent. I mean, he's innocent until he is proven guilty. But the bigger picture at play is that this is a domino snowball effect that's happening right now within the industry. Sexual assault, rape, trafficking, abuse, women getting beaten in offices, being drugged and raped at parties, being forced to do sexual acts because if they do not, they will get blackballed, they won't be able to take care of their family, and they'll be forced to leave an industry that they love when they see things as temporary. See, women are the strongest people in the world because giving birth, breastfeeding, taking care of a child, your body going through cycle changes every month. All these things take strength, mental strength, you see. But women are strong, supremely strong, elephant strong, and they're able to body up a lot of emotions and a lot of bad memories. So that doesn't make it right that they become victims of power, of abusive power. When Cassie Ventura sued Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff, again, that changed the landscape of the Me Too movement. It made it a Right Now movement. Right now, we want justice. Every woman right now that has a solidified case in their mind, they are going to file suit. They are going to let the world know something bad happened to me because they know how it impacts the person's brain. Sean Combs, business-wise, it will be a long time before he recovers if he does not go to prison. If he does not go to prison, he can privately invest in different things. I'm sure he has multiple investments that have, extended his wealth. But publicly, it will take, it may never happen again because it'll take change of lawsuit, it'll change perception of him. They're going to look at that Four Seasons hotel, look at the footage, pull up everything. They're going to pull up Uber records to validate her story. They're going to do all of this. They're going to question people, subpoena people. It's going to be an open investigation. Irv Gotti is not going to be speaking to the press no time soon. It's going to impact his ability to do certain things business-wise. Nobody wants to hang around somebody, even if they're innocent, until the accuser part goes away. Nobody's hanging out with Sean Combs right now publicly. He can't go hang out with Fat Joe. That will kill Fat Joe's career. They both know that. We have to ring the alarm on this, and not just one race, all races. We have to ring the alarm on this. Women are instant victims. They are instant pieces of meat when you walk into a studio, on a movie set, and that's not right. Irv Gotti is innocent until proven guilty. However, the thing she's saying in this lawsuit mirrors so many other cases that have settled or been proven in their favor. We have to ask ourselves, what kind of profession is this? What kind of game is this where women are violated every second to the highest level of degradation? Right now, nobody wants to be Irv Gotti. Nobody wants to be Sean Combs. Nobody wants to be R. Kelly. Nobody wants to be anybody. The world is changing. Nobody looks at Hollywood the same. Nobody looks at the music industry the same, especially for the situation that happened with Puff. Irv Gotti has to fight for his peace. He has to fight for his family name. He has to fight for his own name. He has to fight for his freedom. I'm not talking about going to jail freedom. The freedom within his own personal life, and this is over. His friends, his business associates, will they be a part of him? Will they be involved with anything with him? How will this affect Tails? How will this affect his production partners? For all the men out there, let me talk to you for a minute. Every man that's in a position of power, every man that's in a position, period, that they can help somebody move up. Why would you make somebody compromise their spirit and their soul because you want a temporary moment of physical pleasure? What does that say about you? I'm not going to blame Cassie for being in a relationship with Diddy for 10 years. I'm not going to say she shouldn't hit the eject button or ran away like some people have. I'm not going to do that. Romeo and Juliet was a real story. Just like Aaliyah believing in R. Kelly and marrying him at 15. That was real. Oh, she should have ran. Cassie was paralyzed from the moment she met Sean Combs because he controlled everything in her life because he made everything go. And she was 19. Legal, but just because you're legal don't mean you have the mature mind to make decisions that will impact your life forever. You don't know. That's what the thing about youth is. You make a lot of stupid decisions and you fall victim to things that are bigger than you. You can't see the forest for the trees. These women are in these positions getting limousine and different lifestyles offered to them on a nice, beautiful platter, only to have it turned into a nightmare meal once the person gets them in a different situation. Do this or else. The motives are never pure. What type of man are you that you will want to do that to someone? Take somebody's peace of mind. That's a tall task, tall order. Like, when someone tells you, you took my peace of mind away, it's what rapists do. It's what abusers do. It's what manipulative people do. They take the mind away. They take the peace away from that person. And it makes them feel powerless, especially when you add money to it. You got to think about that. Lastly, for the ladies, so I had chasing your dreams, want to be famous, nothing wrong with that. But you got to ask yourself, even if you do make it to the top of Hollywood and make millions, when you shower at night, when you sleep, will you still hear his screams? Do you still feel his sweat? Do you still feel the heat from his body assaulting you? Will that ever feel normal to you? No matter how much money Cassie has, $20 million, $30 million, it doesn't matter. She's always going to feel him on her psychologically. There's no telling what kind of torment she experienced. We just don't know. That tape says a lot. God forgives us, says he forgives in a large way. So it is redemption. Anybody can get redeemed if they truly are repentant. But in the meantime, you have to walk the path of redemption, and that's a long road. But that tape showed everybody what he's capable of, what he physically did at least once, with total control of himself, picking up stuff, not dropping the towel, throwing this, looking at her, yelling at her, running back, all of that. No matter how low we get, we can't make the other person feel lower. That's a coward. We get low, we're going to help the person feel lower than us. That's a coward. Again, for the record, Irv Gotti is innocent until proven guilty. But this lawsuit is indicative of the trend that we see in Hollywood. Prominent men, my black man right now, getting accused of some of the most horrendous and vicious crimes. Sexual assault, sexual trafficking. It goes rape. It goes on and on. When you read these lawsuits, it shakes your moral core. Because people who you think are heroes and role models and have everything, why would they want to risk everything for one thing? That's life. I hope. I'll be glad when the truth comes out about the situation, because the truth is the only thing that can separate us from the lies. But in the meantime, we all need to shine a light, a brighter light on women's treatment in Hollywood and ring the alarm of sexual assault, abuse, and trafficking, rape. We need more documentaries. We need more people talking freely. Too many people are still scared. There's too many women scared to file a report. Do not be afraid, because at the end of the day, you have to look into that mirror and live with YOU. The question is, can you? More than just an interview, episode 29, Epoch Mogul, Herb Gotti, sued for sexual assault. So, Rose Gold, myself, thank you. Red Circle, 99.7 Heat Miami, Apple Podcasts. Let's get it.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big.